Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
The sexy vegan himself.
Here I am. I'm here.
Mr. Pearl
Greetings.
Jam.
Oh, yes. Is that my name now? I thought the other guy was Mr. Vegan. Pearl Jam. Okay.
I mean, Eddie would be very happy that you're subbing for him He loves Pearl Jam the way you love Pearl Jam.
Good. I know this. Okay. So here I am, Brian Patton.
How are you, Brian Patton?
I'm very good. I think we were on like some weird wavelength tonight because
why? You're like, I need to get out of the house.
Well, I always need to get out of the house. When you texted me, I was cooking Indian food at the time.
Whoa!
Isn't that weird?
What
Do
were
you guys
cooking?
Know that Nikki's Indian?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, my secret identity is out.
I made a chana masala,
which is one of my favorite things. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah,
to
so
eat.
For those who don't know, it's a chickpea stew.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of nice spices.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it in a pressure cooker. Now, have you ever used a pressure cooker?
No. My mom usually does it like stir fry style.
Yeah, you can do that. But I use fresh beans. So fresh garbanzo beans.
Oh.
So they just have a better texture, better flavor, all this. Pressure cookers, people are very afraid of pressure cookers.
Yes, because they're gnarly.
Well, there's pressure inside, and you know, through history, well, what happened was, I bet you didn't think you were getting a pressure cooker lesson tonight.
I love it. But, I'm afraid of them personally, and I'll tell you why in a second.
I'll tell you why you're afraid of them. Because when pressure cookers were used very widely in Europe and stuff,
right?
And they were great. Like, they cut your cooking time in half for anything, meat, veggies. I'm vegan, so beans, you cook fresh beans, grain, whole grains, all stuff, cuts cooking time basically in half. So then America was like, ooh, those things are awesome. Let's make them, but let's make them shitty and cheap. And so that's what America did, in a nutshell. And then they would explode and there'd be split pea soup on the ceiling and everybody would get like 8, 10th degree burns all over their bodies. So people, you know, our parents and that generation are scared of them because their parents had them.
Yeah.
And they would always explode. But now we have good ones. That's it. So get pressure cookers.
Well, you know, dad tried to make an Indian dish himself, a biryani. I'm sure
is. Rice dish, of course.
And it exploded. It exploded. It went all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
So
very dangerous.
As a 7-year-old kid, I was like, I'm never using one of those. Stick to what you know. Stick to what he knew, and there's biryani
all
over.
You got to branch out. You got to get outside your comfort zone.
But it's you know what? The weird thing about a pressure cooker, it's kind of like a bomb.
I didn't even
really
think about
resembles that.
Bombs resemble pressure cookers. These assholes started taking a perfectly awesome piece of cooking equipment and doing now that's insensitive.
See?
Seriously, I don't like the pressure cooking getting a bad rap in this way. It's horrible what's going on. But don't fear these pressure cookers.
So
if you see one like
I know this
street,
is a crazy question, but do you use it's just a tomato base, right, for your chana masala?
So I'll do I get a little oil in the pan. I got some spices, some cumin seeds, some hing, also known as asafoetida.
Oh, speaking some crazy shit.
I am. And so. So then I'll put that with some garlic and ginger. Sometimes I don't feel like chopping up the ginger, so I just take big slices of it and throw it in there and just sort of marinates.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
It is. I'm very aggressive. And then I'll throw onions and then tomatoes. Yeah, and then tomatoes.
So it's like a masala.
Yeah.
That's your masala.
That's it. And then
no turmeric?
I didn't get to my spices. So I got turmeric. I got some ground cumin.
Yeah.
Some garam masala, which is my favorite spice. That is my favorite spice.
It's the best.
I'll put some coriander in there. And
dude, I should give you my mom's mincemeat recipe.
What is that?
Mincemeat is like, it's kind of like the best thing I could say. It's like taco meat.
Right.
But it's like what like English and Indians and Asians would use.
Okay.
And you just eat it over rice.
Uh-huh.
You could use like whatever you have for a ground beef substitute.
Yeah.
And use these spices.
I want
it
that.
It will make you want to slap yourself. It's so good.
I want to slap myself normally.
Oh,
but
man. No, honestly.
But even more. Oh, thank you. That was very refreshing. I feel so much better now. Thank you. So what's going on with you? What have you been up to? I'm making Indian food.
I actually went on a secret trip this week.
Did you go to freaking Old Chela?
I did go
God to damn
Old
it.
Chela.
I hate you so much.
You know what? What's crazy is I had to do it real stealth.
Why?
I had to do it.
Because you didn't want all your friends to hate you?
Well, I didn't take any pictures. I just went to.
I was thinking on the way over, I'm like, did he go? I'm like, I can't imagine he didn't go, but I did not see
how
it on social media.
How could I not go?
But I didn't see it on social media, so I thought maybe you didn't.
You know what? I didn't put it on social media
because
girlfriend would she'd have it out with me.
She didn't know? Where did she think you were?
She went back home to visit family. So I was like, I'm here all by myself. I could take Otis with me, spend a great little getaway with my boy, which I did.
Guys weekend?
Oh, man. It was so good. And you know I lost my best friend. You were actually the first person
I
talked to.
You were on your way to meet me
when you
got the word. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know what? It was like a great time to just get away
and
reflect
on
him and all the good times we had. And it was just me and music. I saw this. I skipped Bob Dylan. I didn't get that time.
Well, I mean,
I missed much
yeah,
with
I heard,
Bob Dylan.
I heard not awesome things. I heard a little bit of it.
I heard that
this
he
didn't
sing.
Expected.
I heard he played to a track. I heard.
Oh, jeez!
Yeah, that's because they didn't put a video camera on him.
I heard that the first weekend he like halfway through the thing he was like turn those video cameras off. That's what I heard.
Wow.
About the first weekend.
Wow.
So maybe the second was so.
I saw the Stones, and you know what was crazy? I watched every band, and I was like walking in as they started. So I saw the Stones. I saw Neil Young.
Oh God.
Paul McCartney. The Who?
Yeah.
I mean, when would I ever get the opportunity to see all those bands?
I know. It's so
separately.
I mean, is a stupid question? Is like, who was the best?
Oh,
like,
it's not a stupid question. And you know what? Normally,
I'm
going to
guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say Neil Young was probably the best.
No. Not even close.
Really?
Roger Waters.
Oh.
Roger Waters blew my mind.
Still got it.
Dude, and you know what? Normally, if you asked me 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Because Paul McCartney slays.
Yeah.
But his voice is starting to go.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm a singer, so, like, when I hear a voice not being as strong as when I've heard it before, it just takes away from, you know, the show.
Sure.
So
he is, like, 70.
He's 74. He's 74. Nice guess. I guess 74, honestly.
I know my vegans.
Somebody asked me. Yeah, you're like, I know my people.
I know my vegan people.
I know my people. So his voice is starting to go, but he still slayed. Rihanna came out and sang
Buried,
which was like the bonus. But Roger Waters, I mean, he's got G.E. Smits from the Saturday Night Live band in the 80s.
Yeah.
He has a singer that sounds just like David Gilmour.
Awesome.
He had these crazy visuals.
Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
Of course.
That's the best fucking song.
Dude, you know what? That's the best song, but you know what the craziest part of the night for me was? I've seen him 4 times.
Uh-huh.
I've done some festivals with him.
Uh-huh.
I have seen Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall.
Oh.
I've seen so many Pink Floyd-esque. I've seen David Gilmour.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has played my favorite Pink Floyd song,
what
which
is
Fearless from the album Metal.
Oh.
And it's like a kind of a B-side.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite song. It's just such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And he played it. And I was just like, oh, my God. He played songs for Metal, Animals.
Awesome.
Wish You Were Here. Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was literally like this is insane.
What was this? Like, what was the scene like? I've gone to Coachella several times.
Okay,
and that's one thing.
I'll tell you, it
I
was,
gotta
it
think
was
that this
a little,
is different.
It was like a little crazier on one hand than Coachella, and a little bit milder.
Okay,
so it was milder in the sense that it wasn't like a bunch of like kids like running around. It was a
like
lot of
naked.
Old people,
right?
And it was crazier because You know, with Coachella, you see so many stages, yeah. so many tents.
Yeah.
This was one stage.
Okay.
And it was so far into the field, you could barely see mm-hmm. the performers. But the crazy part was they had these ginormous screens.
Yeah.
They were so, so big. So you could see the performers from anywhere. Yeah. And it was
And did it sound good even towards the back? Did they have good sound?
That's where it was the best.
Yeah.
So I just sat like on these picnic tables and watched legendary That's performers. Just sick. It was amazing. It was a great weekend.
Very and jealous.
I'm gonna go every year if they have.
Well, who are they gonna have next year? Who's left?
I think like Clapton. I mean, and I think they'll do like a Led Zeppelin, trip, yeah. like a reunion.
That's you my think guess. That's gonna happen?
I think so.
You think they're gonna play together? See.
Speaking of Led Zeppelin, our special guest has arrived.
Oh my God! It's Led Zeppelin. They're reuniting here on the show. Nikhil, how did you do that?
Oh, that's how we do it.
Wow, I'm honored.
Allie Handel is one of the baddest guitarists out.
Good,
there.
Bad, good. Right.
Oh yeah. Like, I never bad use bad. Bad. No, I never use. Good. Who uses bad as bad?
I don't know.
Who's bad? I think Michael Jackson changed all that.
Yeah, he did.
No, but Allie Handel. I mean, she sings like an angel. Uh-huh. She sings like a bird, man.
Oh, nice.
And she plays guitar. I mean, you have to go to I'm sure you go to like guitar jam sessions, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, who's the girl that's playing? And then you just shred better than 90% of the guys that are playing, and then they're just like, oh my God, who's this chick? She's bad.
Oh, I used to. I don't go to many jam sessions anymore.
You're like, I've outgrown those childish games.
No, it's not that. I've been focusing so much more on the singer-songwriter thing that I don't even like. It's so, many different things as a musician. It's hard to focus, and I've been really trying to like figure out like, okay, what's going to be your focus?
Right.
You know, are you going to be the chick guitar player, which is kind of definitely how I started out, like, a long time ago.
We'll never lose that because you're so good at it.
No, thank you. No, I never lose that, but it's one thing to focus on being somebody like Orianthi, which is kind of how I started. But now I'm really more into what the lyrics are about. And the guitar playing is like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What chord are you playing?
That's cool. That's
nice.
That's not just a regular A chord, is it?
No, because you know like the inner workings of music. I mean, you know, it's like once you can play like you do, you kind of graduate to a different level. And it's like you're probably going back now. Oh, like I've done all that shredder stuff. Now I want to get into the meat and potatoes of like what it's really about. Like
it's different. It's simplicity. A different focus, I think. Then I actually prefer it. I don't know if it's because I'm older than I was, but I really like focusing on the message of the song.
Yeah,
you know,
the first. Story. That's what it's about.
It used to be about the riffs for me. You were speaking of Led Zeppelin, still my favorite band of all time.
That's why. You know what? Yeah. I saw you cover Zeppelin, the first time I ever saw her play. And that's why I'm like, speaking of Led Zeppelin.
That's how you tricked
slayed.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Led Zeppelin was
one of my favorite things to do is to, with the full band, to be Jimmy and Robert at the same time. So I sing the lead and play.
And
that's sick.
I can only do it with like four songs, but it's really fun. And people do kind of go lose their shit.
I would lose my shit too. Do you have the bow?
No, not one of the bow songs.
Which song was it? Did you do Black Dog?
That's right. A Whole Lot of Love.
That is.
It's fun. I have some of that stuff up on YouTube. Actually, I was doing it with Lawrence Juber. Who
used to play with Wings? Paul McCartney's old band.
Yeah, so I had him. I had a show a couple of years ago, a local show, and had him join me. And oh my God,
crazy.
He's an amazing electric guitar player.
He's a badass. I've actually only heard him play acoustic.
Yeah, most people nowadays have because he's been really focused on the solo acoustic.
Yeah,
he's such a sensitive, beautiful player. But, you know, when I was talking to his wife, Hope, she was like, oh, it's so cool. I'm so glad he got up there with you because a lot of people don't get to see him shred.
Like,
and he's so good.
Wail.
Awesome.
He's amazing.
I love that. When you see somebody that just wails on electric, it's just like, oh, my God, it's so awesome.
And it's so fun to do. Like, I've been really focused on acoustic. But then when I got to do that, I was like, oh, I forgot. I love turning it up to 11.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like for my next record, I just want to just do nothing but fast guitar riffs. Like, I just want to go crazy.
Sure.
I'm going the opposite direction. I'm like, I want to do the whole thing electric. I'm tired of acoustic. Well, I would do all electric.
It's like, I think, you know, you guys know more than me, but, you know, you're using different parts of your brain. Like, when you were before, we're focusing on riffs and coming up with, like, stuff for electric guitar. Now you're focusing on, you know, on singer-songwriter lyrics type stuff. Like, But does one of those feeds the other, I guess, because you're still using that knowledge that you picked up on electric guitar.
Definitely.
Like, how does that sort of translate? He's a musician too. He plays.
I heard. He does. We got to, you know, we got to chat a little bit before you
showed up. Since somebody was late. That
Nicky guy.
We had a lot of time
to
chat.
He's so charming.
We had so much time to chat.
We talked vegan.
Just the two of us.
You know, he wrote a riff for one of my tracks, and I put it on my record.
This is true.
That's how cool.
How much have you gotten paid so far?
No, $0.
He's like, hey, Allie. He doesn't know that side of the musician. He's like, hey.
I've been taken advantage of. I've been taken advantage of by these Hollywood types.
I know. He's like, I'm just a small lad from Liverpool.
He was just over, you know, jamming. We were jamming on a thing, and I had this one thing that I was doing, and he had this thing. I was like, hey, we these go together, and then and that was it.
And well, and it's so funny. It just popped up on my iPod, and I was just like, oh, my God, I love what he's playing. So I called him, and I was like, dude, I just learned what you played on this track, and I recorded it. He was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, very cool, very cool.
And he didn't ask for pay until now, Alan.
Yeah, now I did, now I did. Thank you for that. Thanks for reminding me that I need to get paid.
So let's get back to the nitty-gritty. Like, what got you into music? What got you into playing guitar?
Jimmy Page.
He's Led so Zeppelin. Dreamy.
He was pretty dreamy. Yeah. So was Robert.
Who's more dreamy?
That's a tough one. I mean, and we're not talking now. We're talking
no,
like
no, not now.
Years
they both
ago.
Look like old ladies now.
Oh, nothing wrong with looking like an old lady. I'm gonna look like that someday.
So am I,
Allie. I don't think you'll ever look like an old lady. Don't worry, you're gonna be fine. I'll look like an old lady before you.
Yeah, me too.
Look like an old lady. I don't know. I think Jimmy's more my type, but Robert's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a sexy dream about Robert Plant just the other night. But whoa. it wasn't Robert
not today.
Today,
old lady,
Robert.
About Robert Plant.
Young Robert.
Young Robert.
I was like, wow. But you know what? I don't think I told my husband yet. But I told him, you know, because he was propositioning me. And I was
whoa.
Like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I need to just ask my husband first and I'll get back to you.
Now, that happens to me all the time in my dreams.
I'm
no.
Not even
me neither. I have the same thing.
You're like, I got serious game and I'm not even using it.
No, I seriously like have stupid ass, stupid morals in my dreams. The one place where I don't have to, and I still have them.
Hey, let me tell you, from someone that has no morals in my dreams, they're a lot more fun.
Yeah, I'll bet they are, because I wake up and I'm like, idiot, that was a dream. I'm like punching myself. I'm like, that was a dream. Why didn't you do that?
Oh, no. You know what? Let loose in your dreams.
I would love to.
Maybe I need to do more drugs or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Easy.
Yeah. That's a song from my new record.
Do more drugs?
It's called, Smoke More Pot.
Oh.
Kids, you heard it here first.
Should've smoked more pot. I didn't and I don't, but maybe I should.
Well, so like, how old were you when you first got into Led Zeppelin? What was the
12.
First?
12.
12 years old?
I was 12.
And you started playing guitar at 12?
Yeah, I switched from piano. I started piano when I was really young. My mom took me to Yamaha piano lessons. I still have the little blue bag with the little Yamaha bird on it.
That's awesome.
I was really young. So I learned like my notes and how to play, you know, little stupid kid songs and that I wasn't really interested in.
Right.
And
then they make piano so boring when you start.
Yeah, you don't have to, though.
I know. But,
yeah, that's
but
why.
But they make it so boring when you start.
They still?
But don't you have to do that, though?
No.
Just to get the
you
no.
don't. Like,
basics?
I don't know anybody that learned a shitty song for guitar in the beginning.
Oh, I did.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why in my book, Guitar
that's right.
for Girls, but that's why I started with awesome song, and I mean the whole book is full of awesome songs, but why you're not playing Row Row or Your Boat or you know Oh Susanna. We had to play, I played some pretty lame, at least to me at the time, folk songs when I first started learning guitar. It was pretty, nothing I ever wanted to play again.
Mm.
I don't even remember what they were, but like, oh yeah, I mean, you know, folkies would be getting mad at me, but like
when you wanted to learn like
crazy teacher, I mean, who was giving you that stuff?
No, I mean, this is like folk standards. And my teacher was great. We also played CCR and Pink Floyd.
Okay, there you go.
And I got to play bass for choir.
Oh, man.
He was a great teacher.
That's dope.
But the first couple things we did when we only knew A&E was like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. Which to me was, you know, I guess that's like a classic folk song, but I just, yeah.
When you, And
that's
kind of
what I thought in seventh grade.
When you're like, no, I want to learn a Led Zeppelin song, like, how do you go about doing that? Do you go get the sheet music, or do you just, like, listen by ear? How did you figure?
Usually, I listen by ear.
Well,
not that I'm against sheet music, because, I would buy music for some stuff, but, like, for Zeppelin especially, first of all, you know, the cute guy around the corner would show me how to play it. That's how I learned, Over the Hills and Far Away.
He was probably like, yeah, I get to show the cute girls.
Yeah,
sure. She was like, no, seriously, can you show me that second of her?
Yeah. No, actually, it wasn't like that. It was kind of like, oh, would you please show me? And he's like, sure, here's how you play. I'm like, no. Hello.
Like, no, come on. Do it slowly.
Yeah. He's like, you're only 12, and I'm like 35, so, this ain't going to work.
That's later.
Oh.
That's a whole other radio show.
I'm going to write a book about that.
Oh, my God. No. So
you started learning Zeppelin.
Yeah, well, I started learning other stuff first, and then I eventually started.
Well, the other stuff, your Oh Susanna days.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk to you about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you started learning Led Zeppelin, and that was the first thing made you go, I'm going to be a rock legend.
Yeah, I loved it so much. I still do. I mean, that's the weird thing, is it was a long time ago, and they're still my favorite band.
Yeah, they're the best.
I mean, for me.
Who's there today? Like, are there any new artists where you're like, yeah, those guys are awesome?
I mean, there's a lot of great new artists. A lot of them nobody's heard of.
Mm.
But, I mean, and this is not a new artist, but somebody who's still not as well known as I think she should be, which is Ani DiFranco. I mean, she's one of my
favorites.
She's
awesome.
And, I mean, she's also somebody who really influenced me, but in the, later years for me, when I was more learning to write songs.
Right.
I didn't even think about writing songs when I was learning instruments. That didn't even occur to me that I could even write a song. It was just a weird thing.
So were you in a band in the beginning? Like, did you... Uh-oh, there's a story here. There's a good story here.
I like that. That was good body language.
I have photos that I haven't yet released. I will.
Tell me it's a hair band. Please tell me it's a hair band. Please tell me.
Yes. I have photos that were taken. Mind you, I never played out with this band, but my boyfriend at the time was the lead singer.
Uh-huh.
The photos are... They were okay, I grew up in a suburb of San Francisco, very white bread and innocent, whatever. We took the photos in an abandoned yogurt shop, Froyo.
Love it. Love it.
And the lead singer was wearing a Garfield t-shirt under a
fur
sports
jacket.
Coat.
Okay.
Yeah, not a fur. I, on the other hand, was wearing black and white zebra stripes spandex.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Zubaz. That would have been better.
I don't even know what Zubaz are.
Those big baggy pants. Never mind.
No, it was
that gives the
trunk
of approval.
It was quite the opposite.
So it was a new wave type 80s type thing?
No, it was a metal.
Metal,
thing.
Metal.
I was very anti-new wave. I was very metal.
Okay.
So
did you have a serious look on your face when you took your first band picture?
Oh, yes.
I know.
It was so
Can I just see that look? You can say your expression. Yeah, look mean.
I was mean. Yeah, it was so. I mean, it's frightening how it's pretty embarrassing. But I can't wait to show the world someday how terrifying.
Well, Throwback Thursday is just 2 days away.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's gonna have to be something. It's gonna. I'm not just giving that shit away.
Make
if
them
you
pay
want
for
that,
it.
You gotta get on the mailing list. You gotta
You know what's so funny?
Firstborn.
It is so true that every first band picture. Like I remember my guitarist Anthony. He was like, "No smiling, guys. No smiling." And all of us are like, "Yeah, let's be mean." Even though we play
happy.
No smiling. That was the rule. Just you have to look like you got mystique. Something. But it's just this weird thing that every band goes through. So that first photo, I'm like, oh man, that is awesome.
That was the first band I was in. I don't even know if I ever rehearsed with them. I never played a gig with them, but I did do the photos.
You're like, I'll be there for the photo session, but
I
won't be able
to
make
it to the gig. Where does a band, this first band, where do they decide, you know what? We just rehearsed a couple times. Let's not even bother playing out.
I think they did without me. I don't really remember the whole details, but I know I was really. I did a lot of the talent shows at school and stuff, but I was terrified and I wasn't good. I was not good in high school, so. I
don't believe that.
Chicken.
I'm sorry. I don't believe
that.
You're good. You're good now.
I was not good then. It took a lot of practice and
pants. A lot of those zebra pants.
I had to lose the zebra pants. Right. Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of the way I dress now. But I was terrified, and I didn't, you know. And then I went to college. I was a very, very good student, so I, you know, went to college.
Big mistake if you're going to be a rock star. Big mistake.
Exactly. That's what that whole That's what that "Smoke More Pot" song is all about. I should have smoked more pot. There dropped you go. Out of high school.
See. We all blew it.
Joined an all-girl band.
There you go.
Rocking all the roses.
Yep.
But I didn't. I went to school, but I came here because of Guns N' Roses.
Ah, right.
And they were my next big, like, you know, session.
Sure. It's a gun.
Yeah. Oh, that was a gun.
Yeah.
I just hit the rose sound effect. But they don't make any sound.
Yeah,
they don't. I know. It's weird that they even have that button on here on this console. Sorry, I'm derailing. Sorry,
I was like,
go.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, so Guns N' Roses, obviously. Did you see their? Did you see them when they?
Yeah,
played? They
tell me you
reunited.
Saw them.
No, I saw them in back in the day.
We can't always do that.
I saw them at Pasadena Perkins Palace.
Wow.
And I got to go backstage and you know. Yeah, I was here.
Wow.
I'm that old.
Now look,
that's crazy.
we didn't all have that opportunity, but that's insane,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm so envious.
I missed Zeppelin, but I was really.
But that's a great.
Amazing.
That's like Appetite for Destruction.
Before 87, 88.
Oh, yeah. God.
So like they were playing theaters. They were opening for The Cult.
Wow.
And it was. I mean, I won't go see them now. There's no way
it's not
they
the
can
same.
Ever live up to that.
It's not the
I
same.
I would imagine
amazing.
Not.
I only went because I never got that opportunity.
Yeah.
I was like,
right,
and
right.
I mean, I saw Plant and Page and stuff, and that was amazing. But, mm-hmm. I never saw them in the 70s. That way.
Right.
Oh, that
I didn't even know.
That would have
maybe,
so
but, you
dumb.
Know, so I heard they were
so
kind of
good,
hit
dumb.
And miss, though, back in the day.
Well, because they were all drunk. I mean, they're all so wasted.
Or more than
yeah,
drunk.
Of course. Of course.
Or nodding
yes.
off.
Yes, nodding off in the middle
stage.
Of a show in front of 20,000 people. Like, why would you do that?
Unprofessional.
I don't understand that either.
Yes,
unprofessional.
But so professional. Like, only the professionals get away with it.
There were some shows that I've heard, like Stone shows or like Led Zeppelin shows, where they, like Jimmy Page or Keith Richards would drink like a whole handle of Jack Daniels.
Right.
And then play a show, and it was
crazy.
Amazing.
They must have had so much tolerance.
Yes, that's my theory.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, really, I'm so, and that's why my self-esteem was so low as a musician for most of my life, because I compared myself to these people I was nothing like. I you know, was a good student. Well, first of all, I was a woman. You
right.
know, I didn't grow up with a guitar. I didn't fall asleep with a guitar in my lap, and I didn't
right.
name a guitar until I have this one that I have now. Like, I just wasn't anything like these people,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't do drugs, and I barely drank.
Another mistake.
Yeah. See? You're totally proving my point.
Sorry.
So that really, like, actually stopped me for a long time from actually pursuing my dream. And
yeah. But isn't that
think
sort of,
I was, you know,
that's sort of the curse of a lot of creative people, though. I think there's always
mm-hmm.
sort of not confident
yeah.
in yourself, because you see these people who have shot to the top, and they're like the anomaly.
And they're amazing.
But,
you know, the funny thing is they're up there at the top, and they're so insecure, too.
I'm sure they have the same insecurities. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the life.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people, like, you don't realize that when you're younger. Yeah. Like, everybody feels that way, and you just gotta do it. And forget
right.
about that, because that's what everybody else did, too.
And the other
yeah.
thing is, they
yeah.
didn't start out geniuses either.
No.
Most of them. Some
no.
of them did.
Right.
But, like, you know, Jimmy Page already had, 20 years of session work?
Right,
I mean,
right,
he started
right, right.
so young.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's, and I would just compare myself as a beginning guitar player to these people who had been playing for so many years, who were so amazing. I'm like, well, they're obviously more talented than I'm all, you know, and it was like, well, maybe, but maybe you just need to actually get out there and play more.
Right.
And you need to practice more, and you need more time with your instrument.
Yeah,
and I just didn't have that. I didn't have anybody to tell me that. And it took me a real long time
yeah.
to figure that out.
I read this article that Jeff Beck, when he replaced Jimmy Page in the Yardbirds, mm-hmm. was like super insecure.
Oh my God.
Jeff Beck.
Wow.
Jeff Beck, who's
yeah.
like the guitar Beck. Slinger of guitar slingers.
Right.
He was like, I'm nervous to play. Like,
yeah.
what? You could play Circles Around Anybody.
Right.
Even Jimmy Page.
Jimmy
yeah.
Page. The first time I saw Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page play was this arms benefit. Like, it was when I was in high school. It was a long time ago. And I had never seen Jimmy, and I was just so thrilled. And Eric Clapton was there, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm
going
to
faint.
But
you know what? Jimmy kind of wasn't that great that night.
Really?
Yeah. And Jeff Beck, who I was the least familiar with, was fucking amazing.
He's unbelievable.
Amazing. Mm.
He's unbelievable. He really is unbelievable.
I have this team.
How was Clapton?
He was good. But Jeff Beck.
Yeah, no, he's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He's unbelievable.
And I literally have a teenage concert diary I used to write in it, and I still have it, like my notes from, because I was like this little critical budding guitar player who also was like, oh, he was so cute, he waved at me. but like it was like, you know, Jimmy Page was okay, but Jeff Beck was like amazing.
He was insane. He was insane. He's just insane. He's still that way.
I haven't seen him live for a long time.
Speaking of live, let's get to some of your live performances. Okay, what are you going to play us?
I'm going to do a song from my record that's coming out. I think it's going to be coming out in January.
All right.
And let me get my guitar.
Yeah, do your thing. Do your thing.
Hopefully it's still in tune.
I think so.
Now, this guitar has a name. I'm going to guess it's...
Yeah.
It looks like a Abigail.
I'm going to guess Big Bertha.
You know, you're a little closer because it starts with a B.
Mm. Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch. Not Brittany, bitch.
The fact that we know that is terrible.
That's really sad.
What is Brittany, bitch?
I can't believe I'm telling you this, but it's one of her pop songs where she says, it's Brittany, bitch.
It's one from one of Britney Spears' songs. She says, it's Brittany, bitch.
Oh, is that like... It's Janet, Ms. Jackson, If You're Nasty.
Yes, it's the shittier version of that.
It's a shittier version of that. And I'm ashamed that I know
it. But we still know it, so it must not be that shitty.
I feel ashamed, so I have turned in my guy card.
Okay. Yeah, he probably should.
The only girl here is like, what's that Britney Spears there? Oh, man. All right, so what's the name of the song? What's the name of the guitar first?
Her name is Bella.
Oh. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She's Italian. She's
Gibson. Some nice wearing.
And she's got a little scratch pad here.
I love it.
And, nice character.
Yeah, she was owned by somebody who toured with Pete Townsend, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
he was this Pete Townsend fellow. He sounds like he could be quite a musician.
So she's kind of beat up. That wasn't for me. I haven't really gotten to beat her up much yet. Just a little bit on the scratch plate. But this is a song called You Get What You Settle For. And it was inspired by a line from the movie Thelma and Louise, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's my favorite Brad Pitt movie, by the way.
Really?
Me too.
I'm just kidding. It's not a Brad Pitt movie. He's just in it for like a minute.
Oh, no, he's in it for more.
Is he in it?
Oh, okay. I've memorized every minute that he's in that
movie. Easy now. Get a room.
Me and Brad. Well, he's free now.
That's true.
He's going to have to get in line after Robert. After my husband.
All right.
But, so... Did you guys see Thelma and Louise? You did?
I saw it a long time ago. I actually don't remember it that well, but I need to see it again.
Yeah, so basically, there's two girlfriends, Thelma and Louise, and one of them is married, one of them isn't. And the one who's married is Thelma, and she's complaining about her husband, Daryl, all the time, because he's a prick. He's a real horrible guy. He treats her like crap. And kind of throughout the movie, she's complaining about him. And eventually, at one point, her friend, Louise, just kind of looks at her and says, get what you settle for. And I was like, damn!
Yeah,
and I
good.
Saw this. Yeah, my dad took me and my sisters to see this movie when it first came out, which was a long time ago.
Mm.
So it was before, you know, it was like I hadn't been dating all that long and, you know, thinking about like, oh, who am I going to marry someday? I really don't want to settle for somebody like Daryl. You know. And it really made me think.
I like that.
And it took a long time for me to actually work it into a song, but like it's kind of like a philosophy for me now.
Mm.
You know, it's not just for who you marry and, you know, it's your health and your career.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you get what you settle for. Like, music is a tough career, but, you know, if you don't ever give up, it's amazing what kinds of things that you can achieve that no one would think you could achieve.
Yeah.
And you're a good testament to that.
And you're a good testament to that.
Yeah, we are.
And you too.
Oh, thank you guys. That's so nice. I didn't think you guys were going to say that to me. That's so nice. You guys are really nice.
Well, I mean, vegan chef, that's even harder than being a musician.
Yeah. I agree. I'm awesome.
I mean, you use knives. You could die.
I do. Fire and knives.
That sounds like my husband. He's a magician.
Oh. He's a magician?
He used to swallow fire. He used to swallow fire before he knew me, but he doesn't.
Dude, he's got a great magic trick. We'll talk about it after her song.
Hide the salami?
No, it's pretty awesome. Well, I'll just say it real quick. He takes two eggs, ties himself in a straitjacket, and then pulls two live chickens out when he gets out of it. It's pretty insane.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I mean,
as a vegan, no, I didn't mention
who it is
that.
Yet. But it is pretty crazy.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
All right. It is. I hope the chickens are okay.
It's one of the best.
Oh, they're great.
The chickens treated well. This is okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. They live with a friend of ours.
Okay, that's very nice.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Girls, okay, here we go. You get what you settle for. All the years Daddy told me, don't look to the silver screen. What you settle for? Hear all they say, but believe what they do. Won't take all that long. True color gonna bleed on through. Yeah. Complain about him endlessly, but you beg him back for more. What you settle for?
You know, like fire.
You're lucky that you have that story about Thelma and Louise, because if I was your husband, like in the other room, and I heard you singing that, I'd be like, what is she saying?
Yeah, that's
what is
true.
She, what?
I didn't think about that.
I would be.
He's like, huh. He's probably like, I'll show her with this next magic trick.
But no, that was fantastic, though.
Oh,
really awesome.
That was awesome.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
You.
That was pretty banging. It really was. You know what? Usually when you hear any songwriter, male or female, they're not doing such cool chords, cool funky chords.
Cool chords. What, you're in a tuning there. It's sort of like a drop D
drop
or something?
D, exactly.
Ah,
look at my
shoes. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
That's magical, Brian.
Yes, thank you.
Like a little twinkle fairy.
Yes.
So Superman. Tell us about this record that you're doing.
It's called That's What She Said.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
There's some funny songs on there. I might do one.
Ooh,
soon. It's a feminist record, and I say that with no apology because I'm a proud feminist. And there's
as you
like,
should be,
like that song. That's a total woman power song.
Yeah.
And that you know, but some of it's tongue in cheek.
Mm.
And I'm really excited to get it out there and just, you know, it's very rootsy. It's all acoustic guitar based.
That's awesome.
There's no electric guitar on this record.
Dude, we're like crossing paths.
It's so weird, it's yeah. So, but it's very,
because she's
very
always
rootsy.
Done electric. I've always
yeah,
seen her
always
do electric.
Done, right, I've right. always done like the rock. I still come from a rock background.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, I call this record like a folk fail. Because I really was going to try to put out like a folk record. Because I tour solo acoustically. So
right.
I'm like, I need to do something that I can like,
yes.
you know, really approximate.
Yeah.
Well, there's like two super funky, like James Brown funky songs on there. There's this one and another one that's very bluesy.
Yeah.
There's a couple singer-songwriters. So it's really not a folk record, but don't tell anybody that.
Well, folk it.
Folk it.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't really give a folk about that anyways. Yeah. We just love good music.
I have no folk puns, sorry.
It's okay.
You guys are doing
He's
a good job.
He's taking care of it.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great
you,
job.
You, Brian.
Oh, come on.
I could just stay here all day and just do nothing but folking jokes.
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah, you know what? It never gets folking old. It's kind of hard to say that L in there. It's like I'm so used to saying,
right?
You know. So when is it going to be out?
I think it's going to come out in January. We're still finishing up recording right now, and. You know, some of it has to do with how I decide to put it out there. There's a lot of kind of stuff going on behind the scenes right now that I'm trying to figure out just kind of business-wise. Like, what's the best way to do it?
So, are you going to tour with it, too?
In what way do
like
you mean?
Like, solo acoustic touring?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely will.
That's
awesome. Part of what I need to figure out, like, what I want to do. Because, you know, right now I tour with an artist named Cindy Alexander, and she's fantastic, and we do a duo thing where I support her on her tour. I'm the guitar player, and sometimes I'll open for her.
You can say the guitar player.
Well, it's just me and her, so, you know. So I've been doing a fair amount of that, so I kind of have to figure out how everything is going to
That's the kind of like the beauty of it. It's like you kind of see how much you want to tour.
Well, that's what I'm kind of struggling with now, because... Yeah. You know,
I'm
honestly,
right there with you. I'm like, do I want to tour?
Well, okay, check this out. You are like the master to talk to because you've done so much playing out.
I've done too much touring.
Yeah, and I've not been consistent with it. So I do some, and then I stop, and then, you know. And I've been really focused more on kind of online stuff lately.
Sure,
It seems to be where more people are hanging out. It's online.
People don't leave the house anymore.
I know.
I can't believe I'm sitting here right now.
Actually, you're not sitting here right now. You're actually...
You're just phoning it in.
Sure, I'm sitting in my car.
You're periscoping this live?
I am.
But seriously, I mean, I'm kind of struggling with that because I love being able to say I'm on tour.
Right.
And I love some things about being on tour, meaning the shows. But like the driving, the not exercising regularly, the eating like shit. Like I don't really want that.
I'm like, explained my Wednesday. Yeah. I'm sorry.
The being away from my cat and my husband.
Otis?
Otis!
I can't leave the boy.
You have to tour with Otis.
I know, but like,
I mean,
come
he's
on.
Like promo right
He deserves to be at home and poop in his own lawn.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I mean, but if you just put him outside the club, do you know how many more people would show up?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
But they would pet him and be like, oh, you're in a band. Oh, that's cool.
How original.
You have to make a song for Otis. If you haven't already.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yes.
I need a
have a great
Take
title.
It for me.
A Song for Otis.
Nice. I like it.
You can have that one for free, too. You'd also have that for free.
Yeah.
Check
along
is in the mail, bro.
Along with my riffs. My mad riffs.
So you're gonna the record's going to come out in January. You're thinking about touring.
Yeah.
Is it, you're just going to go solo acoustic for a couple weeks?
Oh, I have no idea how long or when or where.
What sort of online stuff are you YouTube videos, Facebook Live?
A lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
A lot of how-to videos.
Ah.
In addition
like
to
little
the
guitar lessons and stuff like that.
Aren't there like online concerts too and living room shows?
Yeah, and that's what Cindy and I are planning on doing more of those. And I have friends who do that who live kind of far away and rather than tour because they have kids or whatever, they just do online concerts, and that way people from all over the world can tune in.
And there's like this whole different type of interaction
it's
too.
It's very different. Yeah.
People can put comments on there, and then
it's fun.
It's interesting. Like someday, kids are going to be like, tour? What is that?
It's going to be in like
you
2 years.
They go out
Mom,
into
Dad,
public?
You guys applauded at after shows? It's crazy.
That's so crazy.
You guys walk 12 miles in a snowstorm to go to a show?
No, you know what?
Why wasn't it on your computer?
It's crazy. As you get older, too, it's like I feel like touring in my living room sounds a lot more exciting.
I know. Well, so I've been doing Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And that has been awesome. And my fans love it. Like, so I'll be in my room that was supposed to be a studio, but now it's like a bunny free range room.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I did see the picture.
Oh, she escaped last night. I got her.
You have a bunny?
We have three bunnies. I'm married to a magician. Did I mention
that? Oh, right.
Oh my god!
Like, who has bunnies? But yeah, musician would have bunnies.
It's ridiculous. It's out of control. But we have one who's just a lovey-dovey bunny. She's so cute. So I'll go upstairs and I'll set her free in this room. And I'm sitting on the couch. I'm drinking a bottle of wine. Hopefully half a bottle of wine, and got my guitar, and she's like running across the couch behind me, and everyone can see her, and then I'll bring my cat, and we'll say hi, and like the fans get to like see my bunny and ask me questions, and can you play a part of this song, and you know, something I might not have played, and it's fun for me too, because I get to interact with people who maybe they can't make it out to a show, you know, or maybe I can't make it out to Texas, because maybe my fan base isn't big enough, in their city, or
It's a smarter way to do it too, it's like, you can reach a lot of people from your living room, you know? It's like,
and then, then you got to monetize that as well. So you got to direct them to like, hey, I got this album, you get it here or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's a whole new sort of model that is still sort of being figured out.
You know what? It's hard for me to do that. I'll be honest. Like, it's
hard for me to discipline myself. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's a discipline. Really, and you're talking into it like a cell phone. So it's like, hey guys, I'm here just in the studio. I can't do that. I can't be that guy.
You got to come over to my place. And because what I want to do is have people to come over and do it together.
Oh, I love that.
And it's more fun. Like when Cindy and I do, we do a lot of videos together.
I'm game. I'm ready.
It's so fun because we're playing off each other's energy. It's not as hard.
But you're going to expect me to be like, hey guys, I'm here in the studio. Like, I can't do.
No.
You're going to be like, and this is my friend Nikki. And I'm going to be like,
I'm so nervous. And I'm going to go, and here's Marble, my bunny. And you're going to go, she's my bonus. Yeah.
So do all of the hats in your house just have like bunny turds in them all the time because they're the most comfortable in hats?
No. And that's not the truth. My husband does. He's so much more.
What else do you need bunnies for?
Bunny jokes.
I
want to get to another song.
Let's get to another hat. Okay, yeah, we should do that.
Let's get to another song.
All right. I have a solo section that I'm gonna. Who wants to do the solo? Nikki, do you want to do
what? Or give it to Brian.
Brian's is going to play.
He's the artist in residence.
Okay.
So when it's the time for the solo, you just press play.
And I just know that because I've never heard this song before.
Do you need this cable?
Yeah, tell me.
No. Just put it in the mic.
Are you sure?
Okay. And then just press stop when I tell you to stop.
All right.
Oh, I do have to tune up because it's in a different tuning. So,
no problem.
Like, make a joke or something because I'm not good at talking. I'm all
out of bunny jokes. I'm that good. No, keep it coming.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I just got here.
You should see what Nick is doing.
I literally
right now.
Just got
doing
here.
The funniest dance right now. You could stand on your hands.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is amazing.
I'm here all night. I'm here all night. This is what I do.
Oh my god, a cartwheel, Nikhil? That's amazing. Nikki's doing cartwheels right now.
I was going to do a bad sign.
You're not even winded. It's amazing.
Who are these people?
That is really bad.
I told you.
Wow,
see?
You should pick any other
All these impersonations will not be done on your live stream, just so you know.
No, I don't mind.
I mind. All right, so what's the name of the song?
You will find out very, very soon. How should I introduce the song? That's the big question for the
I'll leave that up to you.
All right. I think it needs no introduction.
Okay.
Dirty diaper, sleepless nights, pacifiers, puke-stained wipes, dentist in a sippy cup. Sounds like fun. I'm runny noses, filthy hands, bickering in minivans, screaming fits that sap the soul. Thank God for birth control. There's a vast difference between the way our friends with kids spend Saturday while they're out buying Buster Brown. We're in the kitchen getting down. I create life my own way, grabbing my guitar to play. Every day I get to choose. I'll change my plans to chase my muse, cause my true love's in every note, keeps my heart and soul afloat. I'll never two-time rock and roll. Thank God for birth control. Go for it, Brian. Go! you dig it, hey, good for you. Before you earn the ball to play, ponder please the price we pay. Can I get some snacks? Thank you. Daddy's angel knows it all. Pitching homeroom for the mall. Likes to bat those baby blues and dropouts with homemade tattoos. Burn one down, going for that triple crown. Hooking up their only goal. Thank God for birth control. You can start those girls again if you want. That's my friend Cindy's kids. Okay, I think that's all I can take of that. It's really been a pleasure being with you guys, but I myself, I'm so looking forward to going home. I've been out all day, but I get to go home to a nice, clean, quiet, comfortable house with lots of breakable things and easy to reach places. But before I end this little rant, I'll have you know, I'm the world's best aunt.
Why didn't you write this song 3 years ago when I needed it?
That's what some say to me.
I kept on looking at Brian because I'm like, oh, she's totally describing
because
your life.
Because I had toddler feces on my hands today. Is that why you were looking at me? Yes. Because I did. Isn't that great
birth control right there.
Hell yeah.
That is the best birth control.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. There's another one coming too.
Wow.
You have another baby coming?
Yeah.
Oh!
I mean, ready. Yes.
How many do you have? Two?
This will be two.
Oh,
this
okay.
That's
number
it.
Two. You have a boy or a girl?
I have one boy and a girl is coming.
Oh, congrats.
It's not about me. Nothing's about me. Hilarious song.
Awesomely hilarious song.
So those girls are going to be on, they're on the recording.
Oh, very funny.
So good.
That was my shredding solo.
So that was from a real, in the car, Cindy just decided to start taping
because
they were so out of control.
Yeah.
And she sends it to me. She writes, thinking of you.
You know, the funny thing is when you played that, I was not expecting that. I was like, and it's so perfect that he played it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh,
that's so perfect. Allie, real quick, where can people find you and your music? What's your website? Spell it out for people because people are dumb.
Yeah, they can get a free download of the song that I played, You Get What You Settle For, at AllieHandleMusic.com. And that's A-L-I-H-A-N, like Nancy, D-A-L-M-U-S-I-C.com.
Awesome.
Very cool.
You know what? This is the second time you've been on the show. I'm so happy to bring you
Thanks
to the new studio.
So
we're going to have you back.
Yeah.
I promised you'd get out of here by 9. So thank you for coming by and sharing your music. You're the best. We'll have you back.
Thanks.
High five.
It was a pleasure to listen to.
We're going to do Facebook Live.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at that. You must be a songwriter.
Yeah.
What are you, Dr. Seuss over here? Quit showing up. On behalf of Brian
Patton. Women can't be doctors. Come on. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's right. Come on now. Sorry, I'm your host, Nikki Carulla. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Brian, for co-hosting.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. Find me at thesexyvegan.com. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Got to plug in.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence. Right here on LA Talk Radio.